This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, what do we have here? Leading with purpose and distinction, it's the DJV Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We are at your service at DJV Show on Instagram and Twitter, right? Both, I can say that confidently about Instagram and Twitter. Am I not correct?
You are correct.
Right. You're correct, sir.
I am. Thank you very much. At DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, with one N. At Victoria Keelan with one N, at Kara Schillen with two N's, and at Doug Steffen with one N. You see the thing there? Look at us. We're Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, the DJV. We have one N.
To be fair, Jen has three. But
wow, but I'm talking about at the end of her name.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So there.
I'm bogarting a couple of N's and somewhere in the middle.
So this week sees the beginning of the football season.
What? Come on.
In fact, yeah, I know. Isn't it amazing? The Hall of Fame game. I was sort of surfing around last night. I didn't spend much time on the television because I had been out working until dark. And then I had the usual end-of-the-day phone stuff. And
everybody is so excited about football, though. It's so funny. Like, really? It, just how people get so crazy. This is the time of year when fantasy football teams start getting ramped up. I've been getting emails from my fantasy football league. It's time to draft your team. I mean, this is when that excitement hits for men and, of course, female football.
How do you do that?
Well,
how do you draft a team? Explain how that happens.
Not well, from someone who's, like, finished dead last 2 years in a row.
Well, but Victoria, your husband's in this. What does he do to draft a team?
You know, he doesn't do fantasy football. He does, they're called, it's like brackets, but it's called a suicide pool. And so you have to pick how teams get matched up against each other. You look at the schedule, and then you have to pick who's going to win each game, but you can't pick the same team twice.
Yeah.
It's complicated, but he's won 2 years in a row, and he's won like $3,000.
Really?
And, wow. Yeah. And so they shut it down because he just found out they're not doing it again this year because he's won 2 years in a row.
Really?
So we think that it's a girl who runs it. We think she probably isn't maybe she thought she was going to win
it
because she's running it.
Who runs it?
Who?
Melissa? Are you talking about at work? Is this people at work?
Oh. No. This is with his friends.
Oh. All right.
He doesn't draft a team, then he doesn't follow individual players. But that would be the real way that fantasy football is done.
Really? All right, Jennifer, as long as we're in the sports category here, let's talk about the Patriots and what's going on. The Patriots, generally speaking, do they enter the season being the strong team that they were at the end of the last season? And why is their season ticket deal different than everybody else's?
Well, the Patriots, I think, they can charge a lot of money. They have a huge fan base. They do well every single year. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not cheap to go to football games anymore. I'm not really sure about their exact ticket prices. But what I can tell you is the Rams, I live in Los Angeles, and the Rams and the Chargers have both found themselves in Los Angeles over the last several years. And apparently, ticket prices are well over $100 for the Rams and even higher for the Chargers. And these are for tickets that aren't necessarily the most desirable. So how people afford season seats, I mean, football is a little easier because you're only paying for, you know, a few games. It's not like a baseball season where you're paying for game after game after game, but it's not cheap. It's not for the faint of heart to buy season seats to any team at this point, any professional team.
Looks like that there are 10 tickets in the season, the preseason games, and 8 regular
mm-hmm.
games. You can go to 2 preseason games. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like. But they got 2 extra tickets in the ticket package this year. These are tickets to next season's playoff game, so they really
have
a lot of confidence in themselves, right? And they just charge more for this? Is that how it all, when you get right down to the bottom line, whatever their cost was last year, did they increase it by the value of the 2 games that they're giving you in the playoffs?
I don't know if if the ticket prices themselves went up, but this definitely, when fans received their season tickets yesterday, this got this definitely got a lot of people, a lot of ruffled feathers when they started posting things on social media. So it's, I don't know. It's very, it's a bold statement. I mean, they're including playoff game two, which in the AFC championship game, it's, they're skipping over even being a wild card. They're just saying, we're going to be in the game. Here's the ticket for it.
Yeah.
You know, do not pass go. Like, just don't collect $200. I mean, it's amazing.
So you already have tickets through January 21st.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
This is, yeah.
I mean, that's how confident they are. The Raiders did do it as well, but I think they did it a step below. I mean, that I don't think the Raiders are going to end up where the Patriots are, but, you know, it's confident.
Yeah.
Yep.
The plan, Stan.
You know, we have a problem because, well, actually, we don't have a problem. I have to make a deal with Victoria because last year she loaned me, her now new husband, Louis, to give me some picks for fantasy football. And, Victoria, we're going to totally need to do that again.
Okay.
I'll send you guys some wine or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Payments. I'll buy you. I'll buy your services.
All right. Also in the sports department, the Nashville Predators announced that the captain of their team has retired, hanging up his skates.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, this is another one of those. But both of you both Victoria and Jennifer, like hockey.
Mm-hmm. And I was actually, I have to say, I was surprised to see this story come out because I thought he had, I mean, Mike Fisher's 37 years old, but I thought that he had another year or so in him, especially because the Nashville Predators did so well last season. They made it to the Stanley Cup. They didn't win, but I thought for sure he had another year to go and see if they couldn't make their run complete.
Is he saving himself for his wife?
That seems to be the deal. He said he's retiring, and he wrote a letter that ran in the Tennessean that said, it was the hardest decision I've ever had to make, but I know I've made the right one. His wife, as you mentioned, he has a famous wife, Carrie Underwood, who had an amazing time, I guess, during the Predators' run this past year, took to Instagram with a beautiful message to her husband, who was dealt to the city she lived in back in 2011. She said, quote, "Captain, I'm sure I'm going to miss watching you play and cheering you on with the rest of Smashville, but I so look forward to seeing what God has in store for you in this next chapter of your life. You've given your teammates in the game your all, so for so many years. You've worked so hard and made us all so proud." So it's very sweet that she wrote that message. He played 1,088 regular season games. Yeah, 134 postseason games.
But I'm with you, Jen. I was shocked when I read this. I really was surprised because how do you get that close to winning a Stanley Cup and then as the captain you call it quits? I mean,
typically
they
could easily win
next year.
Yeah, that's the catalyst to make people stay and see if they can try it again.
Right. Yeah. I mean, other captains have hung on who were long in the tooth. Mark Messier is the one that leaps to mind with the Rangers. I mean, Wayne Gretzky. It's so weird, and only at 37. I wonder if there's an injury or something else going on.
Well, I know if one person's happy, it's probably the resident singer for the Predators, because now Carrie Underwood won't be there next year, so he'll get to sing again.
That's true. Yeah. That guy. He got upstaged by Carrie Underwood and all the other celebrities.
All right, so there you go. Pretty good sports roundup of things that are of interest and importance. Hi to the people listening in Springfield, Missouri, to the DJV experience. Also along the Delmarva, Salisbury, Ocean City, those areas. Savannah has people that are paying attention to us, as the folks in Albany, Georgia, are tuning in as well today. And if you want to listen to the DJV experience outside of the hours when we're on, you can go to TuneIn Radio on your computer or mobile device and search for Doug Steffen Now. Hear the whole thing. If you want to have a podcast, that is a mashup, I suppose. Isn't that what they call them now? We're mashable? Is it mashable?
We're a mashable.
A mashable. The DJV show is sort of all edited, put together, and put to bed. You can find that at blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. All right, so no complaints. I don't know what you said. I can't remember. I didn't hear it. There's how you hear it. And in a moment, we're going to reward one of our listeners with the Works Saw and Drill, the drill set that comes from Works, and the saw that we've been talking about. We'll be shipping another one of those to a lucky winner who has helped us understand why he or she wanted to win the Works Tool giveaway that we're involved in. That info coming right up here on the DJV Experience.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises. No anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, to get to the bottom line here, the discussion of the Works saw and drill set. If you haven't looked this over yet, please do yourself a favor. If you're into this sort of thing, and a lot of us are do-it-yourselfers, you can go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, Instagram, and go. Actually, if you go to the Works site, you see the Works AI drill, the Advanced Intelligence Drill. This is something that I have found inexplicably useful on the farm, in my truck, use it every day. So you want one of those puppies? And to go along with it, the Works Blade Runner X2. It's a portable benchtop saw that does the work of a lot of different saws by making fast and accurate rip, cross-cut, scroll, inside, and miter cuts. So you want one of those? Here's the winner this week. Stephen J., who listens to us in Fairbanks, Alaska, is going to win the Works. What did he say, Kara? He posted why he should win. What did he say?
Well, living up in Fairbanks, he's got to build a bunch of stuff. And apparently he has to build things besides igloos. He needs a lot of tools to actually use on them.
You could use the saw. You can use those on frozen ice.
You probably could, so he can build some igloos, too. We can go visit him and stay in one.
All that stuff. Yeah, exactly. Fairbanks is not as, like, Fairbanks is more south. Some of the places up north in Alaska a lot worse. Actually, Fairbanks is pretty temperate in terms of temperatures and weather conditions and stuff, so that's good. Kelly Egan is one. Dennis Clancy is one, and we'll be in touch with Stephen, or he'll be in touch with us, and he'll get one of these things. So if you want to win next week, here's what you do. You follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/DJV Show, or Twitter and Instagram, @DJV Show, and you post why you want to win the Works Tool Giveaway. That was very creative. I'm going to build something other than an igloo in Alaska. So there it is. His key, his claim to fame, and his key to winning. Win by making sure you add the hashtag DJVWorks to your post on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, right? Now the winner on the DJV experience is 21 after the hour.
Oh, Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Music time here in this hour of the DJB Experience. We start with Katy Perry, who's going to get paid $25 million for being on American Idol. And for whatever the reason, he feels like he has to defend the fact that he's paying the guy who runs the company, Fremantle Media, feels like he has to defend Katy Perry getting $25 million to be a judge. Why is that anybody's business? Shouldn't have to defend. Well, you can tell them all to go flip off.
Right, but I think the part of the criticism here is because American Idol couldn't afford to stay on the air anymore. All of the Ryan Seacrest salary, Jennifer Lopez, Keith Urban, and Harry Connick, they were all making so much money, and the show was no longer making money. So I think that was part of the reason that it got canceled, because it just wasn't making money anymore. So now starting out with a salary that's this big, that's why.
There's a different way of coming to this realization. You know, everybody, all these companies, and I understand this because the radio business is the same way. You can monetize what you do on the air in different ways. Mm-hmm. And I was never convinced, and I am not today even, as smart as Fox is about the conventional world of television, the sports rights, and all the other things that they do. I think that there is a rebirth with the networks, because they've seen, or at least some of them see, the handwriting on the wall. And I'm betting there are different ways now to do podcasts, things that can be monetized on their own that do not depend on the airing of the television show by itself. Wasn't there at some point in time during the summers, there was sort of like a cavalcade of stars, and they'd have these tours around the country of the people that were in American Idol, didn't they?
The American Idol tour, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. But I'm betting there's going to be more of that. I don't know that for a fact. I'm not inside to it. I'm just thinking of what I'm having to do to survive and thrive in the new world order of audio. And I'm betting that the same thing is true in the new world order of video, don't you think? I mean, look at all the people don't want to watch television on Thursday night at 8 o'clock to find a show. They want to watch it Sunday morning at 10. So they go to Hulu, or they go to Netflix, or they go to someplace, or the archives of ABC to watch whatever the show is.
Viewers, yeah.
On demand. And I'm betting that there's some money in that, or there's going to be a way of creating money. I don't know it for sure, but I mean, I don't know that much about Katy Perry, except I think she's an egomaniac from what I figure, what I hear about her. But she's also got a good agent. If she gets $10 million more than everybody else,
yeah, I was
doing
curious.
The same thing.
Because who else have they talked about? Lionel Richie and like maybe Keith Urban or something?
They're going to pay $25 million to Lionel Richie.
Do you think they would pay her more than Keith Urban?
Yeah. And Ryan's deal is for $15, as I understand it. I think that's the same as Edmund. So, anyway, good. Good for her. Whether she's going to need the money or not, she's going to get it.
Cashing in.
Next, former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge taking a break from his new passion, investigating UFOs to track down something closer to home. He was apparently onto people who are sexual predators. And he went after two people attempting to kidnap one of his 15-year-old daughter's friends. Wow. This is an interesting. He's been hailed along as a hero. He called them A-wipes, going to jail for trying to kidnap a 15-year-old girl. He wrote that on Facebook. She grew up with my family and my bandmates. We band together, and we all posted about it. And then about 10,000 San Diego people were looking for these. And then he uses another sort of profanity to describe them and gets them. So I don't know that much about Blink-182, but I know that this kind of stuff is becoming more of a problem. It's good for him. Activation, got to be active, but you have to be accurate with your activation, right? Am I right on this, ladies?
Right, yeah.
Right. Listen to them agreeing with me as the host. All right, 28 after.
We know what's good for.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Now 34 after the hour, no more wait. Here we are, back again with the DJ V Show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. The truth or consequences of knowing what's going on in the world. This is from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file. We always are talking about traffic jams in our big cities. Did you know there is nothing new to traffic jams? In 45 B.C., Rome banned all vehicles within the city. The vehicles included horses, carts, kinds of things that you saw in Ben-Hur.
Chariots.
They only were allowed at night because of traffic jams in Rome. Who would have thunk it that there were, right, that's it, chariots of fire, chariots. And the horses in those days were quite the steeds. So, Jennifer, we don't have a corner on that sort of thing. Did you know the number, someone has recently mapped out an overview of the wars since the American Revolution. This was done actually in conjunction with our celebration of the 4th of July, which now seems only a distant memory. More people are talking about the fact that we have a week from, what is it, a week from Monday. It's the beginning, it's Labor Day.
I know.
So, in all of the wars that we have fought, this is sick, but I think you should know this. All the wars fought in, by, and for American freedom and supposedly for American justice. The American taxpayer has spent, how much, you want to take a guess? I'll ask all of you. You want to take a guess as to how much the United States since it's, since 1776 has spent on war.
Oh, boy.
On war?
On war. How much money has been spent? How much?
Billions. Hundreds of
billions. What's higher than trillion? No. Google?
No, a gazillion. No.
It's a trillion
dollar.
It's
a gazillion.
Number. It's a trillion dollar number.
All right. How about $9 trillion?
Nope. Keep going.
I'm going to say
$15 trillion.
$215 trillion.
How much?
$215.
No, that's too high.
Dang it.
No.
Jeez.
$54 trillion has been spent by our country in the various wars. And that translates to $400 for every American who has ever lived. Think about that. Every American who's lived in our country since 1776 has paid the equivalent of $400 to war. It would be more interesting to relate that to our population now, but this is a cumulative number since 1776. So you take the number of Americans who have lived in our country since 1776, divided into the 52 trillion, and that means back in the day. I'm talking about not with the $400 equivalency for the money at the time. So as you spread it out, it's a complicated formula, but it's just one of those food for thought things. When you are confronted with how much money we have spent and we are spending on war, I was talking about, and this is what got me going on this, we were talking about all the mineral rights in Afghanistan that we gave away to the Chinese and all the oil rights in Iraq that we gave to the Russians. Nobody talks about that. We foot the bill. The taxpayer pays the bill. You and I as taxpayers are paying for this stuff. And look at the enrichment. It's great for that kind of business. And if you're, you know, we all like to see businesses doing well. That as a category, the military-industrial complex is much more profitable, makes much more money in the end than the medical industry, the automotive industry, the drug industry, you name it. They all look like paupers in comparison to how much money, and people don't look at this. The news media never examines it. There's never an underscore to these stories. There's all this other stuff. But it just got me when I was looking at the fact that Trump doesn't like the people who are running the Afghanistan war and we need to put new people in there so we can win. That's naive in and of itself. But what it does is underscore the necessity to build more armaments and send more men. You know, the consideration was what, to send 4,500 more, I think. I don't know if they've done it yet or not. But do you understand what an incredible waste this is? There's nobody being protected. It's just a way to throw money at the military-industrial complex. That's all it is. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I don't know what I'm talking about. Please, somebody, argue with me about this because I want to be wrong.
Please, fight me.
I want to be wrong. I want to be wrong about
this. There's so many things that we wish we were wrong about, but,
I know.
You know, it's...
And the waste and fraud and corruption and overspending is just, it's one of those things that no one can argue with. I mean, that's really
so
what it comes down to.
Exactly.
I mean, how many times, just on a smaller scale, our local, the taxes that we pay. I mean, I often think back to the brilliance of a friend of our program here on the DJV show, Rich McFadden, that says people would be in an outrage if they actually had to pay the taxes out of their check every week and write a check
right.
for that instead of just seeing it magically disappear. When it magically disappears, you don't question.
If that isn't part of the game, Jennifer, if that isn't part of the scam, the tax is being withdrawn from your pay automatically so that you... They tell you it's because you don't want to have to write a check at the end of the year. Bunk them. This is about them hiding because they understand human nature.
Because they know we're all dopes and we've got in this
area. We are dopes.
You know, it reminds me of my mom. I mean, just the efficiencies of government-controlled anything, whether it's school or healthcare or the military, whatever it is. My mom would complain as a school teacher. She taught for 30 years for LA Unified School District. And every year they would be handed basically a budget item. And let's say, you know, she's an English teacher. So she would like to order books. If she was teaching books, she'd like to have a set of books so that the class could check them out and read them on the air. Well, if there wasn't a budget line item for that, she'd have to go out of her own pocket to buy the books, yet she'd be handed like 17 kickballs in an English classroom because that was the budget line item that was allowed. So she was given sports equipment even though she needed literature. I mean, it was just that kind of stuff is just it's beyond
mindless.
Me because yet we still want to keep making the government bigger. You know, everybody's guilty of that, and it's just bad.
Budgets aren't going down. Trump says he's going to save money. Budgets aren't going down. They're going up. I remember the first job I ever had where I actually got a paycheck and I looked at the stub. I was detasseling corn on a farm. That means I was husking corn. That was one of my jobs. I weeded the pumpkin patch, picked the broccoli, detasseled corn. And I worked for a farm that actually wasn't run the way most of the farms I know. It wasn't a cash product. I got a check every month. And it was usually for $100 or whatever it was. And I paid $4 in taxes. I remember looking at that as my first job and thinking, why do I have to pay them $4? I was just thinking about that and jobs over the summertime. What was the first job, Jennifer, you ever had in the summer?
It was, working for my dad, and I would go into his office. I think I started at 12, and I would answer phones, and I would file, and I would alphabetize our record library.
You got a check with a stub? How'd you get paid?
Yeah. I got a check with a stub.
Do you have a Social Security? I never had a Social Security number until I was, 18, I think. 17,
oh, that's
18.
Weird.
I thought you were born with it.
Yeah, I was born with it.
Well, now you are, but then you didn't have to have a Social Security number.
My Social Security number was 2.
Very cute. So, Victoria, what was your first summer job?
In the town I grew up in, there was a little homemade chocolate shop, and that was my first summer job. Yeah. I worked in the chocolate shop.
Yourself?
Yeah. But the guy who owned it was super cool and sent me home with like goodie bags for my parents every night. I mean, everyone loved me having that job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to hear Kara's story, but then I have something interesting to share with you. Go ahead, Kara.
What'd you do with the first summer job you had?
I don't think I was a lifeguard, which is a lot of people's first summer job.
Right. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Do you get paid? You have a stub? You saw how much you paid in taxes?
Yeah, but I was 16, so I didn't really pay very much attention to it.
Yeah, I was 14. I think you have to be... Is it 14 the national age for legally working, or...
Yeah, unless your dad works you like child labor.
Right, I didn't
remember.
Who paid attention to that?
Jennifer was 9.
Jennifer, you were going back to...
I was 12. Okay, so this actually just kind of clicked something. Last week, I was traveling to Washington, D.C., and I was traveling with the co-host of the show that I do locally in Los Angeles, who is liberal. I am conservative. And he said, what was that moment for you when you realized you were a conservative or a Republican? Because I told him I registered at 17 as a Republican, and he goes... What was that moment? Why did you decide to do that? Because I have a parent, I have a dad who's a Republican and a mom who's a Democrat, so I was up for grabs, really, right?
Right.
And it's so interesting because in sixth grade, I can remember this clear as day, it was the election of George H.W. Bush, Michael Dukakis, and Jesse Jackson were all running against each other. And I remember being the only one in my sixth grade class who was fangirling over Jesse Jackson. Like, I was the only one who voted for him. I loved him. I was inspired by Jesse Jackson. And like I was a little activist in the sixth grade, right? And so I was thinking about that question. What did shift me from voting for Jesse Jackson to registering as a Republican when I was 17? And I thought, totally get it. When I was 16, I started doing payroll for my dad's company. I taught myself how to do payroll, and I would do it for the whole staff. And that was the moment when I saw how much money was taken out of people's paychecks, how much money was given to the government, how much money our company had to pay to the government. And that was the moment, I think that was the defining thing in my life, where I chose more conservative values, especially fiscally, because I could see that there was just so much waste, and what were we actually getting back for the money that we turned over just willy-nilly to the government. So that's why it just kind of clicked with me that had to share with the class.
That's a great lesson and a great way to learn the lesson. And then one wonders, as you fast forward, what are the jobs? We're all talking about jobs that we had. What are the jobs that youngsters have today? What do children do? What have they done this past summer? What have they done for work? What skills have they cultivated? That was what I did, and I think you all did as well. I was working in radio when I was 17, 18, but I was working on the farm when I was 8, 7, 8, 9 years old, and I've been working ever since. And all the tools that I learned, I don't know, you could argue I never left home because I live within a quarter of a mile of the place where I grew up, and I haven't moved any moved away from. I've owned 4 houses in this neighborhood, and that's where I've lived all my life. And so I think about what I learned as a youngster in lots of different ways, and then I'm now wondering what the relevancy is of summer and summer work for kids that are coming along. Like we just talked about all the things we did in summer. Do you know anybody who's a teenager who worked this past summer?
I have a few cousins who are in high school, and one works in an ice cream shop. What does Aiden do? No, I think he didn't have a summer job. He's on traveling baseball teams, so I think ice cream shop and then something else. Lifeguard is one of them's a lifeguard, and I forget what the other one does. But it seems like it hasn't changed that much.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Carrie? You know anybody who had a job? I'm just thinking maybe just raw numbers. How many are working now versus, you know, what used to be the case?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I really don't think it's any different. And, you know, 16 was not that long ago for
me. I don't know
how
many kids who work on farms anymore.
Yeah, but I also, you know, when I
was... depends where you live.
Yeah, if you live in a rural area, then there might be
more. It would be difficult for me if I was a high school kid in New York City to find a farm to work on.
Yeah, but most of the people I know who are teenagers are younger siblings of people that I grew up with. And so because I grew up in an area and most of my friends were lifeguards as well during the summer because we all swam together, most of those people are lifeguards too. I don't know anybody who does anything else, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Just lifeguards.
Just lifeguarding.
Interesting, but it is interesting to look at all that stuff and see what's going on with parents and with youngsters. Adolescence is a great place to learn responsibility. 11:30 for the hour here on the DJV Show.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with the final installment of my 2017 Back to School Buyer's Guide. LG's Graham laptop weighs in at barely over 2 pounds, making it the perfect computer for busy students on the go. LG Graham's sleek design includes a touchscreen, fingerprint ID sensor, along with extended battery life, and its pricing starts under $1,000. The blue light emitted from tech device screens can hurt young eyes. Zeiss makes innovative lenses to protect young eyes as they head back to school. Zeiss's DuraVision Blue Protect Lens Coating promotes healthy, comfortable eyes by filtering harmful wavelengths of blue light. Canon's Pixma TS6020 wireless inkjet all-in-one printer provides students with important features, including 2 convenient paper trays and fast, affordable 2-sided color printing. It's currently on sale at shop.usacanon.com for under $100. iHome's IBT232 is the ultimate clock radio for students going back to school. It features dual alarms, wireless Bluetooth audio, and a built-in speakerphone and USB charging port. Priced under $50, it can be found at iHomeAudio.com and retailers nationwide. Staples helps parents, students, and teachers successfully shop for back to school by providing a wide assortment of trendy and quality products along with their Staples 110% price match guarantee. Best of all, Staples convenient one-stop shopping in-store or online. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm senior editor David Gregg.
Have Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour, it's time for us to focus on your car, how it's running, you want a new one, what's the best place to go to get one. All of these are subject matter that we take up with Nick Miles every week, who's from rautoexpert.com, and he's brought to us in part by the folks at Champion Generators. Champion Generators, this is a company that make their product here in America. They have a lot of options. If you go to championpowerequipment.com, you can see what their standby generators look like. This American-based company, locations all across North America, large professional dealer network. This is not only selling the product, but servicing, installing generators. That's what I had done here, and you can get it done to protect yourself. Make sure you go to the genuine Champion Generator. Many pretenders, some contenders, but there's only one Champion Generator. ChampionPowerEquipment.com. Go there to find the dealer nearest you. Go to ChampionPowerEquipment.com. In a moment, Nick Miles joins us.
This weekend at Kohl's, it's all about the jeans. Plus, take an extra 15% off your purchase. With an extra 15% off, Junior's Distressed Jeans are $18.69. Kids' jeans are just $12.74. And young men's denim is only $20.40. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Earn it on everything. Spend it on anything. Game on. Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 4th through August 13th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
All right, Nick Miles is here from rautoexpert.com. So maybe you can add some explanation or rhyme or reason to this. I see Toyota and Mazda are building a plant together to make 300,000 cars a year. Half of them be Toyotas, the other half be Mazdas. How, these are competitors. How the heck does that work?
It's not unusual, Doug. It happens quite more often than you actually think. For instance, the Lafayette, Indiana plant where Subaru make the Impreza is where they also used to make the Camry. So what it really does is it utilizes the best uses of the factory floor to make sure it's constantly being used and people constantly have jobs. They're just really two separate lines. So just like in a Ford factory, you'd have one line making the F-150 and another line making the Escape. It's just the same thing, and everybody shares in making sure the factory functions.
Is it a testament also, Nick, to the fact that most cars have the same components? Because these components get shipped in on real cars, and they're on the siding behind the plant, and they get unloaded, and other than the facade, could we assume from this that even though there's a Toyota brand on one and a Nissan on another, that a lot of the stuff that really is the guts of the car are the same?
Technically things like spark plugs or those type of things in the cars would be the same. Tires could be the same. But really, it's the same suppliers that count more. And when you invest $1.6 billion in a factory, you have a number of ways to get into that factory. Rail lines or shipping containers. Those shipping containers come from one factory that makes perhaps three different parts, and those parts are used in both cars. So it's more convenient where it's one delivery, one drop-off point.
I was just thinking of the Takata airbag and how pretty much everybody uses that. And if that's not an example, maybe there are others. But it just seems that the components, wiring is wiring, spark plugs are spark plugs, tires are tires. As you've said, brake pads are brake pads. It's, what's the difference is how the stuff is marketed and what it looks like.
Absolutely, and of course the design of the car as well is probably one of the big things. But the big news here really, Doug, is the fact that we're going to get 4,000 jobs that partially would have gone to Mexico. So that's the win for America there. That's
right.
The big win.
30 seconds on the Ford recall of the Explorer because of carbon monoxide leaks. Something to worry about or not?
480 officers complained in the police force that they were choking in the back of their cars. They were having trouble with that. I think it's something to pay attention for Ford, but they're on a roll with that Explorer police vehicle being recertified as a pursuit vehicle. I don't think they have much to worry about, and the fact is if there's a problem, they'll probably correct it. So just thumbs up to making sure that they keep the officers safe.
I want to get a souped-up Explorer like that. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com here in the DJV show, 59 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.